a photo story this morning on radio. Over the weekend, the world saw three photographs released by the German magazine Der Spiegel. The photos depict U.S. soldiers posing with the bodies of dead Afghan civilians. They apparently, or at least it looks like in the photos, killed for sport. Part of a self-designated kill team, the soldiers appear to be making fun of their victims. In one, a soldier smiles as he holds up the head of a civilian corpse. In another, two dead civilians appear to be tied at the wrists. The U.S. Army has released a statement calling the soldiers' actions repugnant. It assures the world that it apologizes for those images and that prosecution of the soldiers involved in the images is underway. Yet, the pictures and the story of the reaction of the Army has not had the impact of Abu Ghraib, which was, of course, the celebrated story that came out of the Iraq invasion. Joining us now is Errol Morris, who's the director of Fog of War, and more particularly to our discussion this morning, Standard Operating Procedure, a film about the pictures that came out of the Abu Ghraib investigation and the prosecutions. Errol Morris, good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, and you can go to thetakeaway.org to find a link to the Der Spiegel photos, and I don't know if you've seen them this morning, Errol Morris, but how are we to put in context these kinds of images, and what did you learn during the making of Standard Operating Procedures about how meaningful these photos are, either to the soldiers who are in them or to the institutions that, in some sense, permitted them?
We learned through Abu Ghraib and the photographs taken there, if we didn't know it already, how deeply inflammatory photographs can be. But you mentioned putting this in context. And the important thing to remember about photographs is they rip a small piece of reality out of context. And when looking at them, we always need to know more. This story seems very different to me than Abu Ghraib. After all, we became aware of something terribly wrong at that prison through the photographs. The photographs were how we made this discovery of what was going on, how it was presented to the American public. Here, there's been an ongoing investigation for months, and what these photographs have done is they have exacerbated an already very bad situation. We know a lot about the crimes. I don't know how much has been made public, but certainly more about them than we knew about what was going on in Abu Ghraib in 2004.
You know, these pictures were taken, like the Abu Ghraib pictures, by soldiers who perhaps had no specific intent of posting them anywhere other than to their own circle of friends. Yet they must have known that a picture in our era can go anywhere in the world.
You would think. I read in The Guardian yesterday that these three pictures in Der Spiegel are one of thousands of photographs that were taken from these soldiers. Now, what those images contain, I do not know.
You know, it's interesting. The Abu Ghraib pictures, I believe, were posted originally by The New Yorker. Seymour Hersh was part of the investigation that broke that story.
And 60 Minutes, too.
Right, and 60 Minutes, too, exactly. 60 Minutes, too, which is no longer with us. The decision to publish those stories was seen as a response to suppression by the Pentagon of images that were relevant to what was going on in Iraq. It seems like the opposite has occurred here. News organizations have not picked up these stories. Indeed, we at The Takeaway, I misspoke, made a decision not to link on our site these images, which is very different. Is that to say that they are not a record of the experience of the soldiers in Afghanistan, or that something's changed between then and now?
Again, a different kind of story. These soldiers were in, and still are, in the process of being held accountable for what they did in Afghanistan. The photographs exacerbate a situation already known. Abu Ghraib, it was the shock of those photographs suddenly being made public.
You know, Errol Morris, let me just, I was engaged to a military guy. There's a lot of military guys and women in my family. And I think part of the shock of both the Abu Ghraib photos and these is just the idea of connecting the people that I know with these photos and thinking to myself, none of the upstanding, honorable soldiers that I know and love would ever be part to this. And I'm not expecting you to psychoanalyze any of these soldiers, but having looked into this whole issue, what is it that is it the strain of combat that makes these kind of things happen?
There's also a dangerous tendency to generalize. We look at the photograph, all kinds of ideas and thoughts are conjured up. I would caution, we just need to know the story, the entire story of what happened. Are the photographs distressing, disturbing, reprehensible? Yes, but we need to know what we actually are looking at rather than just simply to make inferences.
From Standard Operating Procedure, Errol Morris, who we're speaking with now, who's the director of that film and also the Oscar-winning Fog of War about the Vietnam era, you know, one of the people you described or you interviewed said that the reason my thumb was up in the picture over a dead body or an injured Iraqi body was because I always have problems figuring out what to do with my hands whenever a picture gets taken, so I'm always putting my thumb up. It was a strange, almost random detail that said so much because so much was interpreted about the hand gestures, right?
Yes, and in that instance, that involved a soldier, Sabrina Harmon, she had discovered a murder that had been committed by the CIA. So that you can look at the photograph, you can rush to judgment, you can make all kinds of assessments, but you need to know the story behind the photograph. It's absolutely essential.
Right. Errol Morris is who we're speaking with, director of Fog of War and Standard Operating Procedure. We're discussing the relevance of photos that were published over the weekend by Der Spiegel about soldiers in very provocative poses with dead Afghan civilians. Errol Morris, thanks so much for being with us.
Don't get me wrong, however, photographs are evidence. They just have to be seen in the context of other evidence.
And the Army says prosecutions are underway. We'll leave you with some of the voices of Errol Morris's film, Standard Operating Procedure, about Abu Ghraib in Iraq.
I took more pictures now to record what's going on.
We were told no pictures of prisoners.
Even though I was stupid enough to fall for it, I mean, he used me.
Obviously, they covered up murder, and that would just make them look bad.
When you see a picture, you don't see outside the frame.
You can get more stories that we've covered throughout the morning on demand at thetakeaway.org. Just one quick update. U.S. officials have confirmed in Libya that the crew members of an F-15 fighter jet that crashed there because of mechanical failures, both of the crew members are now safe. I'm Celeste Headlee.
I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.